Real quick, friends, before we dive into today's episode, I've got a special invitation for you to join me live and in person for my upcoming masterclass, Your Three-Step Visibility Engine. In this class, I'm giving you the juicy secrets to my playbook on showing up in front of a bigger audience and how you can create your playbook to use on rinse and repeat. Grab your seat at podcaster.com/masterclass. See you there.
I'm limiting myself to like 10 minutes a day of reels because I know that if I don't, I'm going to find the reels about the puppies and the puppy porn will happen. Puppy porn is when you really want another puppy in your life. And so you just sit and you get sucked in by watching all the little puppies running around and you just watch it over and over and over and over again until you don't even know like what time of day it is anymore. Welcome back to the B Word. You guys, it's been a hot second since I have been here. So if you are new to my world, thanks for joining. And if you're a returning listener, oh my God, bottom of my heart, thank you for giving me the space the last couple of months to, quite frankly, not be producing this podcast. I am a little hesitant and nervous to publicly admit this, but like I had to take a break. I'm so overwhelmed with everything that's going on in my life right now that at some point I had to sit down and say, what can I let go of that maybe won't completely detract and derail the business so that I can take the time to do what I needed to do in order to come back? So let me kind of guide you through what's been going on in my world, and then I'll tell you what I'm going to do to overcome this overwhelm and like how I'm handling the situation. So it all started back in January. In January, I was at a retreat and it was wonderful and it was lovely. And I was getting all of this information and like ready to go for the new year. And I got a phone call. The phone call was my husband, Jeff. Jeff is one of those guys who, I don't know if your husbands are like this or if your partners are like this or the men in your life are like this, but they're like, I'm not going to the doctor. I will just lay here on the couch and not admit that I'm sick. And Jeff was in so much pain in January that we had to take him to the ER. Now, mind you, this is the man that hasn't been to just a normal doctor in probably years, is literally telling me, take me to the ER. So I knew something big was up. This was not a hangover. This was not just a cold. Like, something was up. Turns out he has kidney stones. Okay. I always thought kidney stones, like, you've heard guys say, oh, it's the equivalent of giving birth. And I was like, yeah, right. Says the guy who's never given birth. Like, you've never pushed a kid out of your vajayjay, and so you have no idea what it really feels like. But I will say, watching him lay there in pain and how his body reacted to it, he's vomiting, he's got a fever, like, you can't touch him. Half the time, he's pacing the room because the pain was so bad. Like, I suddenly started thinking, all right, they're not going to be able to ever understand truly what we've, you know, go through when we have babies. However, women have had kidney stones, and I've heard women also say that they feel very similar to childbirth. So maybe this is the excruciating pain. And you know me, being snarky like I am, I did joke with him at one point, like, maybe we should get you an epidural. But, you know, it was just one of those things that I kind of like brushed off. We went to the hospital, they gave him some pain meds, they told him a prescription, which was go home and drink beer. Drink beer because it makes you pee and you can get rid of the kidney stones. And I was like, okay, the man's going to lie around the couch for the next few days, drink a bunch of beer. He's going to pee. These things are going to exit the building. We're going to be fine. Well, guess what, guys? It is now April. And that all went down in January. It's now April. We've had one more visit to the ER since then. We've had multiple doctor visits. These little suckers are not leaving my husband's body. Like, they, apparently there's two of them. And if you know anything about kidney stones, they're like these little balls with these little spikes on them. And they have like joined together. I say that they got married in his, you know, urethra. They've traveled a little bit further down. They can't pass, nor can they be blasted out because of where they are. So we are going to have him have surgery in the next 2 weeks where they actually go in. Yep, his urethra, they like stick a little thing up it and pull those suckers out. So we have literally gone through like 3 months worth of my husband in and out of pain, you know, he'll have a few days where it's okay, and then he'll have a few days where he can barely stand up, and it just goes back and forth. So he's been a little cranky. I've been a little cranky. It's exhausting when your spouse or partner isn't at their best and you're trying to run your whole family. So on top of that, I can't make this shit up, you guys. On top of that, also in January, Emily, my 13-year-old, was at a trampoline park, you know, being a goofball. That's what they do at 13. And she managed to break her big toe. Now, if you normally break toes, like hold out your hand, kind of look at, you know, your fingers, you know, your toes go straight out. And then most of the time when you break them, it breaks in the little like knuckle part, but it's still straight out. And that's why you normally don't get a boot. You normally don't get a cast. Like there's not much they can do for a toe break other than wrap it and let it heal. Well, of course, my daughter, being my daughter, managed to break her toe in a 90-degree angle straight down. So if you're watching this on YouTube, like straight down. Okay. So Jeff had the kidney stones early January. Emily manages to do that end of January. Again, it's now April. The toe has not healed because apparently you don't get a lot of blood flow down in that region of your body. And so Emily, being Emily, wears the boot that they gave her, but she's still super active. And so she's struggling to get it healed. So in 2 weeks, Jeff is having kidney stone surgery. Emily is going to have a screw put in her toe so that they can actually put the bone back together so that it can heal. And all of this has gone down in the last 3 months. The Bolt family has hit our health deductible. I used to laugh and say we hit our 2024 deductible by the end of January. So on top of all of this, you know, we've been struggling with these two members of our family. And then last week on the cruise, we went on a cruise for spring break. Hunter managed to also bust up his toe at the beach. If the thing is like swollen, like nobody's business, he probably needed stitches, to be honest. But I mean, we were in Mexico on a cruise. Like, where was I going to get him stitches? And so now we've got all that going on. So in all of this, yes, I'm telling you all of our family like health stuff because I want you to understand life happens. But the business didn't stop and the business still had to go on. And so in all this time, I actually also hired two people to the business, one to manage this podcast, the B word, and the other to help run the business of Podcast Her because it is exploding at such a rapid rate. And the reason I'm so overwhelmed, you guys, true confession here, like I'm in the mother load of it, is I found out I'm a terrible hire. Okay, the person, Maria, running Podcast Her, she's amazing. Love her, love her, love her. Right hand, don't go anywhere, Maria, because whoo, I can't do this without you. However, the person I managed to run the podcast, I did step back from the podcast and say, okay, I need a breathing room. I need a break. But I can't let go of what is legitimately the number one moneymaker in my business. It's the number one marketing tool that I use, but I can't run it and my family and take care of all the health problems at one time. So I hired someone to help me come in and handle it and then found out a few days ago when I was looking, excuse me, guys, when I was looking through stuff, they haven't touched the podcast since March 18th. Okay, it's mid-April now. So March 18th, it's been almost a month where they've even touched anything. Yes, I'm paying them for this time. Not really understanding that they haven't done anything. And all of a sudden I'm faced with, hey, we were supposed to relaunch the podcast, but there's no episodes. Like there's nothing. I've recorded episodes. So where are they? Did they go into a void somewhere? And then of course I went down a whole bunch of rabbit holes. And in doing all of this, finding out the people I'm trying to hire and manage weren't doing their jobs, finding out my family had all the health issues, like trying to just navigate it all, I sat down one day, fairly recently, had a major meltdown. I was like, I'm so underwater. Like, I'm so overwhelmed. I have let myself give everything to the business. I've let myself give everything to the family. I've let myself do and be all the things. But it's time now for, you know, me to step back and say the only way I can actually be the mom I want to be the wife I want to be, run the business I want to run, is for me to stop doing the everyday stuff and put the right people in place. But I had that doubt in my head. Like, how can I put the right people in place if I hired two and I had a 50% fail rate? I don't know if you've ever gone through that, right? Like you've been a solopreneur and then you bring someone into the business and then you're like, oh my God, this person's not working out. Is it me? Did I do the bad job in hiring? Am I a terrible manager? Can I not lead great? You know, all those things went through my head. So here's where I am now. And here's what I'm doing to mitigate some of the overwhelm. Because at the end of the day, I do know enough about me and I know enough about just general people to understand the psychology is you're going to allow the limiting beliefs, the self-doubt, the I can't do this shit correctly to get into your head when you're either burnt out or you're overwhelmed. And oftentimes when we can let go of some of that stuff and get lighter in how we feel, then the self-doubt and the limiting beliefs, they'll work themselves out on their own, like they'll resolve. So here's what I'm doing. I am going to go back, and I've already started this, and it's so wonderful and delicious. I'm going back to reading. Y'all, over the last few years, all I've read are business books. Like, if there's a business book, I'm consuming it. I'm a huge reader. You know this from listening to the B word. You know this from being around me. I absolutely adore reading. But I've let go of the ability and the desire to read just an everyday book. So I started reading Sarah J. Maas. It's a series that one of my friends, her name ironically is Sarah, gave to me. And it's like this fairy wizard type world. Yes, I'm that kind of a person. And it's absolutely wonderful. And so I've really allowed myself that reading opportunity to like dive back into the, who in the heck am I? Like, what do I want to do in my free time? And it does mean that sometimes at night, I'm not really watching TV with my husband or my kids. Maybe I'm curled up on the couch with the book. I've let myself enjoy that again. So one of the other things that I am doing to reduce this overwhelm is being super, super open with the people around me. Like instead of holding everything in, I started asking for help. Y'all, I've come to believe that go wide with your help. Go wide, go wide, go wide. Don't resist. Let people, when someone who is your friend or someone around you says, how can I help? Tell them. People legit do want to help. Even if you think you're burdening them, let them, when they've offered to help, then be able to put boundaries up with you on how much you can help. So my friend Christina the other day was saying, well, how can I help? And normally, Christina, you know this because you're probably listening. Normally, I'm like, girl, I've got this. I'm fine. Everything's fine. It's all fine. And I never actually tell her how she can help. Well, last night we were texting and I was like, Christina, here's what you can do to help me. And I gave her one or two things that I was like, I just need this off my chest. I just need to be able to vent. I just need to be able to maybe put this on someone else's plate just for 30 minutes. And I don't think it bothered her at all. What I think it did was allowed her to see me in a vulnerable position, which is why I'm doing this episode today, True Confessions of a CEO. It allowed her the opportunity to step in and say, okay, tomorrow, when you get back to work, here's what me and my team are going to do to support you and your team today. And let me tell you, when you've got those kind of entrepreneurial friends, holy crap, is it good. Like that is the delicious state of business. When someone else's entire team can take an hour out of their day, step in and help your team catch up and do whatever needs to be done in order for you to not have that overwhelmed or burnout feeling. So that's one of the things that I'm doing to kind of get past this. The other thing that I'm doing, and this one is, you probably noticed as well as you've noticed that I haven't been producing the B word recently, is I'm slowing down just a little bit on some of my social medias. I've really decided that I don't need all of them. You know, I gave up Facebook for 60 days and I don't regret that. I don't miss it. I can't even tell you what my login is anymore. I'm not sure we're even posting to Facebook. You probably won't find me active there. And it hasn't bothered me at all. I'm still on Instagram. I'm still on LinkedIn. But the scroll that I do, I'm limiting myself to like 10 minutes a day of reels because I know that if I don't, I'm going to find the reels about the puppies and the puppy porn will happen. Puppy porn is when you really want another puppy in your life. And so you just sit and you get sucked in by watching all the little puppies running around. And you just watch it over and over and over and over again until you don't even know like what time of day it is anymore. My friends call it puppy porn. I'm super into it. But I'm having to really limit how much of that I'm doing because I find myself in this state over, you know, overwhelm, thinking, well, you know what would solve all my problems? Another puppy. Let's go buy another puppy, which my husband does not need on his plate right now. Let's just be honest. So limiting my scroll is actually limiting some of my overwhelm in a way that I kind of thought that the scroll was going to help the overwhelm by like taking my mind off things. It's actually helping it to not be scrolling. So I'm also listening to more music. I've never been a huge music person. I'm more of a reader. I'm more of a podcast listener. But some of my friends have said, you know, you really just need to listen, like open up music more in your life. So we have started playing around the house on our Amazon playlist a lot more music. I've been listening to Lauren Daigle. She's a Christian singer. I've been listening to the Zac Brown Band because he gets me in like a summer, spring vibe. I've been listening just to generic music in the background while I cook, while I clean, while I do the laundry. I've got it playing and wafting through the house as I work now. And I am finding that while my brain loves audiobooks and loves podcasts and loves to read and absorb and learn because I'm super coachable, super learnable. I love to be learning. The simplicity of music is calming me down. And so that's really, really helping the entire process of overwhelm. So those are a couple of things that I'm doing right now to move past this state of overwhelm. If you have ever found yourself where I am now, you know, things at home are not quite going how you want. Things in the business aren't going quite how you want. The intersection of the two is just driving you batshit crazy. Maybe you can implement one or two of those into your own life and just see what happens. See if it calms you down just a little bit, calms the chaos in your world. So there we are, guys. That's where I've been. Thankfully, I'm moving out of the overwhelm now. I'm starting to take back a little bit of control of things. So you'll get your regularly scheduled episodes starting really, really soon. I promise, because I've missed you guys. Have you missed me? Let me know. Drop into my DMs at It's Joanne Bolt on Instagram and just tell me, like, did any of this resonate with you? Because this is a super vulnerable, confessional type episode, which I don't do very often. I'm more of a teacher because I'm also a learner, so I like to teach. But I just thought, you guys, y'all are my people. So if I've been absent out of your life for just a little while, it's time to just confess up where I've been, what's going on. I'll see you guys next time here on the B-Word.